not confused, and I'm not torn down, and I know that I am not without help. But you would not imagine the onslaught of attacks that have been coming to me this week. I told y'all last week it was coming, and the girls have done a Donald Trump on me. They've doubled down on their demands for Christmas. I went out of town for Thanksgiving, and let me tell you, it was amazing. Now, I can't recommend it to every mother, but if you have an opportunity to not cook, to not clean, to not bake, to not serve for one Thanksgiving in your entire life, just take it. I mean, but you have to be ready. You have to be ready. I teach my students there are consequences for your actions. Don't give the action if you're not ready for the consequences. Let me be upfront with you and tell you I was not ready for the consequences. But I'm bearing up because, you know, in all things, he has given me a way of escape, and he has not put more on me than I can bear. But I have four girls who are not at all happy with me, and I'm going to introduce them to you next week. I think Denevia will be home. No, not that week. The week after next. Denevia will be home from school, and she'll be here. I'm going to have all four of them in the studio. Now, they range in age from 33 all the way down to 16. So there's a complexity in their attack against me that is just, if you've ever seen a Jurassic Park movie and you see how the raptors coordinate their attack, just when I feel like my head is coming above water, another one strikes. The 33-year-old, she's a comedian, so she's killing me with comedy. Everything to her is a joke. The 24-year-old, no, she's 26. The 26-year-old is in law school, so everything that she's doing is based on the law and how theoretically this shouldn't be happening. And if we were in jurisprudence, I'm like, I don't even know what a prudence is, so don't even talk to me about it. Then the other one, she's in school now. She's going to medical school, so everything has some sort of a parasitic relationship, and you got to get the ins and outs and everything. And then the 16-year-old sees everything on a social platform. So I'm being hit from every side. I'm being laughed at. I'm being drugged through the court of opinion. I'm being psychoanalyzed from a medical standpoint, and then I'm being jeered on the social platform. So you guys have got to help me. I cannot wait until all four of them are here in front of me and I can give them the loving encouragement that they need. So I'm going to lead you guys all. Look, continue to touch me on Facebook. Continue to reach out to me at on my website, because I'm telling you, I have, the only reason I've been able to persevere is because so many of you are lining up with me. So many of you are taking my concerns into your heart. So many of you are standing in solidarity with me and telling me, don't let these girls pressure me and verbally abuse me and force me to cook turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and, ooh, that sounds good, and gravy and sweet potato pie and homemade macaroni. Wow. No, I'm not slipping over to the dark side. Listen, I was justified in going out of town. I've done this for years, but I want you to meet them because I want them to share with you their complaints, their concerns with me, because they feel like it's legitimate, but I don't. Then the other thing that I want to do today, I just want to reach out to my sister-in-law. Man, my sister-in-law is amazing. Her name is Valerie. She's in Dallas, Texas. She's amazing. Not for what she does or who or anything. She's amazing because this woman called my husband this week and told him that she found an all-inclusive vacation for us to Barbados. She says, you guys should come and be with us. And for that, she wins Sister-in-Law of the Year. We're going to Barbados. And I'm so excited, but I don't have a passport. So I'm working on that. I got to get my expedited passport because she wants to go for New Year's. I'm like, this girl is amazing. I didn't even know I liked her, but now I think I really do. I think she's going to be my favorite. Valerie, you're my favorite. Sharon, you're okay, but you know, we got some issues from years ago, but I still love you. But anyway, my family has been just going through, so I'm glad that you guys are on the ride with us. I am truly happy that we're here. I'm truly happy that we're at this point in the year, because coming out of some of the things that have been happening politically, coming out of the things that have been happening socially, coming out of the things that have been happening in the spirit realm and that have been happening in the natural realm, it is really good that we're at this point of the year and that we're at this point together. Because there are some things that I want to share with you. I want to go into a series of teaching for December that allows you really to just go into January truly free. I told you last week that this is the time of year when we start strategically planning for 2017. And I've been following some of the teaching that Bill Winston has been doing. My husband brought him to my attention. I already knew about Bill Winston, but I've been following some of his teachings this week, and it has been revolutionary. It has been so amazing, taking my whole thought process to another level. And guess what? I want to take you with me. I want you to go on the journey with me, because I told you at Freed Indeed Christian Center, my one desire is that you be free, and that you be free indeed, that you be free to the point where you can remain free, and then you can show somebody else how to be free. So when the world is coming against you and you have four daughters sitting there with tears in their eyes talking to you about how unfair you are, and how you've upset the delicate structure of the family, and how we don't understand how we can ever come back from this one. And then I didn't tell you, but the 33-year-old, she has my grandchildren. She threatened to boycott Christmas. I mean, where? So you need these tools. You need these tools to be able to combat the enemy when he sits down across the table from you and calls a family meeting so that everybody can voice their concerns about you. Who calls a family meeting on their mother? I mean, well, it's been happening for years. I told you guys that last year, that they call family meetings on me all the time. Well, this one was a doozy. So I want to have them come in and share that with you. But these are the tools that you need in all reality, in all seriousness. These are the tools that you need when the enemy is going to sit right across from the table from you and try and tell you how you're going to live your life. These are the things that you need to understand when he's talking to you and telling you, that thing you believe in for is not going to happen. That thing that God told you was going to happen, it's been years and it hasn't manifested. It's not going to happen. You'll have the tools to be able to look him in his eye and tell him, you're a liar from the beginning. You'll be a liar in the end. And you'll be a liar when Jesus comes back and casts you down into the pit of hell. You'll always be a liar. And I do not accept your report. I believe the report of the Lord. And that's going to make you stronger. That's going to take you where you need to be. That's going to make people pick up the phone and call you and tell you, I want to take you on an all-inclusive vacation to Barbados. That kind of stuff can happen in your world, in your life, when you believe what the Word of God says. When you're not driven by the winds and times of today. When you're not obligated to operate under the geopolitical structure that's in place right now. Those are the kind of things that can be true for you. When you understand you in this world, but you're not of this world. Recession, downturns, it doesn't touch you because you operate on a different structure. You operate on a different plane. You command things that are not as though they were. You can tell the enemy, no more. Don't say anything else to me other than what the Word of God is saying. So I need you to take this journey with me in December. I need you to show up prepared. I know you're sitting there. I know you got your computer on. I know you have your notebook. I know you have your Bible. I know you have your ears open. I know your heart is receptive. I know you have something to write with. I know all of this. This I don't take for granted, that when I get with you, you're ready to learn. You're ready to receive. So I'm ready to teach and I'm ready to impart. I'm ready for you to be free and I'm ready for you to be free indeed. Amen. Now listen, we need you at Freed Indeed Christian Center. We want you to come and visit with us, 9401 West Garfield, every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We are there. We are in fellowship. We got some hot coffee. We got some donuts waiting for you. And guess what? I don't even let the little kids lick them. They're all good. You can come and have them. They're really, really good. I tell you, I don't let the little ones get to them. And we do have a lot of little ones that are waiting there. So bring your family. Come join us and have a good time. Because not only is the fellowship great, I'm telling you, people are getting freed at Freed Indeed Christian Center. People who have long since been living lives that were less than what God told them they could be are moving forward. I told you last week about the young lady who came to me and told me, Pastor, look, I drink way too much. She said, and when I drink, my family don't want to be around me. But I told her, if you can believe God, he'll set you free. He'll make you free. He'll get you even in the middle of opening that can. He'll tell you, don't do it. And if you can just resist the devil, he has to flee. If you can just trust God more than you trust the devil, if you can operate under God's word more than you operate under the devil's word, he'll make you free and he'll keep you free. I don't care if you've been drinking a pint of wine or a pint of whatever they call it every day for the last 30 years. God can come in and he can help you defeat the enemy where he's operating. He wants you to be free, and he wants you to be free indeed. He said, I want you to have life, and I want you to have it more abundantly. You do not have an abundant life if you spend 70% of your week drunk. You don't have an abundant life if you spend 50% of your time driving your family away. You don't have an abundant life if you're not sure you can get in your car and drive home safely. You don't have an abundant life if your boss is breathing down your neck telling you the next time you show up at work smelling like alcohol or your eyes are red, we're going to dismiss you from services. You don't have an abundant life if you cannot operate. You can't go to a social function. You can't be with your friends and your family without being under the influence of something. I want to put you under the influence of Jesus the Christ, who willingly gave up all of his divinity, suffered through humanity so that you could have release from the devil's grip. That's what I want you to operate under the influence of. Because greater is he that is in you than he that operates in the world. So come with me. Be free. Come with me and understand how God wants you to be free. Understand how he wants you to live a life that is more than anything that you've ever experienced. Get your paper, get your pencil, get your Bible, get your notebook. Call a friend. Tell them Focused on Freedom is on the air. And this woman is on a rage today. She is not playing with the devil at all. Because I'm telling you, when he kicks his foot up under my table, dude, you better be ready for a fight. Because all I know to do is stand. I don't know nothing else. So we can do this however you want to do it, enemy. You can get on over here and go mess with somebody else, or you can stay right here and take the onslaught. Because having done all I know to do, all I'm going to do is stand. And I'm going to let you see the salvation of my Lord. I'm going to let you see how God operates. I'm going to let you deal with his pressure. So take that to the bank every time.
You're listening to
That was good. Y'all come on back now. Hurry up. Go get your stuff together. Let's do this.
On the Central City Radio Network.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, dog lovers. Do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code. Read reviews, see photos, and find find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network. My
Redeemer has... Hey, did you let everybody know that we're getting started here, that we are ready to go? I'm glad that you did, because I want to just take this next few minutes that we're together, because I've been telling you about my girls and how my girls have inspired me and how they keep me going. So I just want to take a couple of minutes, because you're going to meet them and you're going to fall in love with them. You really are going to fall in love with them, not just because they're the product of me and my husband, but because they are amazing people. They truly are people who have pioneered their own way. They have gone to great lengths to make themselves better. And I couldn't be more proud of them. I couldn't be more happy with them. And we've been having this battle going back and forth about Thanksgiving. And they should just love me, because I might pull the same thing for Christmas, depending on how Barbados goes. I might be in Barbados for Christmas. I told you my sister-in-law is amazing. Shout out to Valerie, because she's wonderful. I might have to get her on the line too. She's a little shy, but I think we might be able to do it. So looking at going into this holiday season, I tell you, man, one of the greatest gifts that God gives to women are her children. One of the most extraordinary things that he gives you are your children. And I want to unwrap some things for you. Just looking at my girls and looking at the dynamic complexities that are in them. So I want to share a little information for you. And let you know, look, how God has moved us into another realm, and how God is using them to keep me in line, and how each one of them seems to be like a part of my personality. And when I see them, and then I like, man, if I could just put all of you together, if there could be just an amalgamation of all four of you, it would be me. It really would be me, because they each represent a facet of me that at one time I've grown through. And then I see little quirky parts of me in each one of them. So I look at the oldest one. Her name is Aisha. Now, when you meet Aisha, don't hold me responsible for anything that she says. Just know that God loves her. And the Bible says, train up a child the way that they should go, and when they're old, they shall not depart. That's what I believe is coming in her life. But Aisha is a comedian, 100%. She is an amazing, phenomenal comedian. I mean, this woman could make a rock laugh. When I tell you she can make a rock laugh, I'm not kidding you. It would truly crack up if it could. She is hilariously funny. But at the same time, she is intensely passionate and strong. And I see that in me. When she goes after something, she doggedly attacks it until it comes to pass. So she is the driving force behind the dilemma that's taking us into this Christmas holiday. She is the one who has spearheaded and got her sisters all coordinated to attack me. But that's okay. I can deal with it. I got this. But she is the one, when she sees something, she goes after it. And then you look at yourself and you say, listen, how do I use the word of God like that? When you see something and you go after it, you believe the impossible to be possible. Aisha is that type of person. She believes the impossible to be possible. This woman has taken a career where if you don't know somebody and you don't have a way in, then it's technically kind of closed to you. But she has blazed her own trail. No agents, no managers, no nothing. She even made some slips and some falls. But she has kicked open doors that traditionally are shut to women. So I just see her amazing force and her strength and how she's driving things. So when you meet her, she'll probably be the one that talks the most, because for some reason, she always has a lot to say. She probably got that from me, but I think she got it from her dad. I'm 100% sure she got it from her dad. Y'all done talked to him, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. This brother can go. So when she's talking, you're going to hear in her that strength of conviction that you need when you're operating in the Word of God. And this time of year, you have to be strong in what you're thinking. You have to be strong in your convictions, because the world is pulling you every which way. There's so much stuff going on right now that if you're not strong in your convictions, then you'll be swayed. She is doggedly committed to whatever she's doing. And here's the only problem with that now. You got to balance it. She's doggedly committed, even if what she's committed to is not the right. Even if what she's committed to is not necessarily going to end where she thinks it is, once she locks in, she's like a bloodhound. I'm going all the way to the end. I'm going to find out what's at the end of this trail. So we're balancing it. So I got Aisha, who is dynamically strong and intensely passionate, and I pair that up with Denevia, who has the wisdom and the understanding to dissect a problem, to see all of the inevitable conclusions, and then choose the right one. She is the anchor of the group. She's the one who says, now listen, if we do this, mom's going to do that. And if mom does that, then this is going to happen. That's the voice inside of you that you need to understand. If I do this, God is going to do this. And if I don't do this, then the enemy has permission to do that. That's that voice that keeps you on the straight and narrow. That's the voice that when you have two awesome opportunities, will help you pick the right one, the God one. That's the voice when you have two opportunities. One will lead you to the prosperity that you need. One will lead you to the prosperity that you need, but there's a lot of work involved in it. That's the discerning quality that you need to have to help you pick the God way to do things. And that's what she brings. So I got doggish strength brushed up against wisdom that surpasses understanding. And then I bring in Jasmine, who has the emotional strength, the emotional rock, the emotional ability to weather any storm. So she's the one who says, okay, now we done found ourselves in this situation. This is what we do. We stay planted right here until God manifests itself. We stay right here until God exposes stuff. So I got brute strength. I got wisdom. Then I got compassion. What mother wouldn't be overwhelmed by the gift that God has just given her? But then I get to Kensington. She has the youthfulness to believe that anything is possible. There is no thing that it can be withheld from her. If you tell her it's available, she'll go get it. The woman cannot sing, but she really does sing. You cannot tell her that she's not Beyonce, or is it Beyonce? You can't tell her that. You could not convince her that she does not play the guitar like, what's his name, Santana. She believes it. I have never heard her hit a chord right, but you cannot tell her that she's not playing this guitar like one of the best ones. She's Jimi Hendrix. You couldn't tell her she's not. So I got brute strength. I got wisdom. I got compassion, and then I got unbounded faith. Now, I don't know if y'all can see my face right now, but this is one proud mama. When I opened up the gift that God gave me in these girls, I don't have a problem sitting in front of them and taking their counsel and understanding that when we get together on this radio, y'all going to hear some things that you probably... Now, how are they? That's wisdom. That's brute strength buffered by wisdom, buffered by compassion, juxtaposed against unbounded faith. That's who I am. And God was so gracious to spread it out over all my girls. Now, listen, this is when you get to the point where you know you're leaving a legacy, because I gave it to them. They're going to give it to their children. Their children are going to get it from them. And it's going to go on like the Pantene commercial and so on and so on and so on. This is how God changes things in the earth. This is how he takes us from the natural realm to the supernatural realm, where we're pulling things out of the supernatural and making them manifest in the natural. Good God who grows the grass on the ground, this is good. I love the Lord, because he took the time to put some things in place and then to give me the ability to see him, to know, don't hold her back right there. She going to make some mistakes. She going to flounder. She going to fall. She going to flip. She going to flop. But I already told you, train them up in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart. I don't get excited. People call me and tell me, your daughter posted such and such on Facebook. Train them up in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they should not depart. She said, train them up in the way that they should go. And they shall not depart, because I see what other people can't see. I see strength buffered by wisdom combined with compassion juxtaposed with youthful, unbound faith. I don't get scared. I don't get worried. I don't get nervous because I know God has given me the greatest gift ever. He gave me Jesus the Christ, and then I gave Jesus the Christ to my girls, which is why when we sit down together, you're going to be like, wow, that one sounds like Pastor. That one laughs like Pastor. Yeah, they do. Because even though I'm going to have to take them down, now y'all be here because I'm going to have to take them down. That's you know, that's what mama got to do. I'm going to let them voice it. But I want you to hear in them the strength, the wisdom, the compassion, and the unbounded hope. Because those are the things that going into this year, God wants us to plant. Then God wants us to be free using what he's given us. He wants us to be free using the strength that he put in each one of us, using the wisdom that he put in each one of us, using the compassion that he put in each one of us, using the unbounded faith that he put in each one of us. That is the gift that God is giving to us this year. No, you're going to get the ring. Don't worry about it. Your husband already picked it up. He already got it. I'm telling you, every store in America has already had their Black Fridays. Your gift is under the bed. Don't go looking for it because that's wrong. But the gift is already under the bed. He already got the necklace, the pearl one. I already saw it. I didn't really see it, but I did see it. But he already has it. But this gift that you're going to unwrap this December is going to take your family to a whole new level. It's going to take them where you've been trying to get them for the last 20 years. It's going to take them all the way through college, through graduate school, through medical school, through law school. It's going to take them all the way to the end result where God wants them to be. And then I want you to follow up with me. Call me. Show me the video. Send me the YouTube stuff. Send me all that stuff. Show me the graduation pictures. Show me the grades. Show me everything that God is going to do for me. Don't show me your bank account number, but you can call me and tell me, Pastor, I just made a donation to Freedom D Christian Center because God just opened up doors that no man can shut. Those are the gifts that we're expecting this December. That's what we're expecting God to do, and he's going to do it in abundance. I know you couldn't write all that down, so you're going to have to go to the podcast. You're going to have to go to the rebroadcast cast on centralcityradio.com. King of, you're going to have to go find all of that because I know you didn't write all that down. But that's okay. I forgive you. Come on back and we'll finish this up.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-639-8620. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-639-8620. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-639-8620. That's 1-800-639-8620.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. That's 800-631-1754.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen. Welcome back. Welcome back. I am Pastor Brenda Pratt, Senior Pastor at Freed Indeed Christian Center. We are having an amazing time building a ministry out in Tucson, Arizona. We are located at 9401 West Garfield Avenue. We meet on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And we actually get started. I'm there by 8 because I have a class that I run at 8:30. It's Bible Basics. Man, if you are just getting started on your walk with the Lord, I advise you to come on out and be a part of that Bible study. It is taking you through the very basics of the Bible. And then my husband is teaching a series that is taking the believer, man, from point A all the way to point Z. And he is a phenomenal teacher. I tell you, there are very few people on the earth who can break down the Word of God like he does. It's just a real presentation of the Word of God. It is a sincere and genuine approach to understanding the Word of God. He doesn't try to bedazzle you with big words or the Greek and the Hebrew and the eisegesis and exegesis. He just opens up the Word of God, and through 20 years of studying and evaluating the Word of God, gives it to you on a level where, man, even the most simple of us can understand it and receive it. And then here's the thing that I appreciate the most. When you leave his presence, it still makes sense. How many of us have been in conferences and sat with people, and when you were there, you were high-fiving and amening and got home and you couldn't remember a thing that was said. You couldn't make any sense of anything that was said, but you do remember in that moment, man, I had a great time, and that was a really, really wonderful word. But this is something different. It's that word that has the ability to fall on that fertile soil, go down deep, and take roots. That's the kind of word that he's teaching. That's the kind of deliverance that we're experiencing at Freed Indeed Christian Center. So I invite you to come and join us every Sunday morning, 9401 West Garfield, out in Tucson. You got to come and establish it with us, because I'm telling you, it won't be long before we've grown out of this one. We've already made one move. This is our, we just celebrated our second year anniversary. We had to move from the original location. We started out in the boardroom at Tucson Elementary School, and we had to move out of there and moved into the cafeteria of one of the schools in the district. And I am believing God that by the end of next year, by the end of 2017, we will have reached capacity in that location, because there are things that we need to be able to do that facility will not allow us to do. We need to be able to hold Wednesday night Bible study. We need to be able to hold recovery missions. We need to be able to hold educational trainings for people throughout the week. So it is not going to be long before we are going to need our own freestanding facility where we can meet as often as we need to meet to deliver the services that we need to deliver. Because I told you, my goal is that you be free and that you be free indeed. And at Free Indeed Christian Center, it is my desire, my God-given desire, that you be free economically, that you be free educationally, that you be free culturally, that you be free physically, and that most importantly, you be free spiritually. Because I want you to prosper even as your soul prospers. I want your whole body to prosper in unison, because at the place of unity, God has commanded the blessings of life forevermore. And what kind of pastor would I be if I have you succeed spiritually, but then don't give you the tools to succeed economically. I don't give you the tools to succeed physically. I don't give you the tools to succeed emotionally, or I don't give you the tools to succeed educationally. You are going to lose some of the ground that you gain, because it'll take you a lot longer to get where you're going. So God has given Freed indeed a mission, a mandate, an understanding of how the totality of the person must be considered at all points. So while we're getting you saved and helping the Lord to get you cleaned up, we want you to understand that your financial stability needs to be strengthened. We want you to understand that educationally you need to be strengthened, emotionally, financially, physically. All of those things encompass you. And when one is out of sync, when one is not balanced, then the whole structure suffers. And we want you to understand that by being free in every area that pertains to you, you maintain freedom in all areas that pertain to you. So we want you to know that God is doing a great work at Freed Indeed Christian Center. And my constant call is to people who are tired of life the way that it is. People who are tired of just existing, who are emotionally drained by the process and the procedures of church life, who are just tired of programs and tired of rhetoric and tired of lives that are not being changed. You show up week after week after week, but you go home and you still suffer with the same addictions. You still suffer with the same aches and pains in your body. You still suffer with the same things that attack your mind. You still suffer with the same things that are going on with your children. You suffer with the same problems in your marriage, your same problems in your finances. Freed Indeed Christian Center is looking to be God's conduit to the world to help people understand that freedom is not just rhetoric, that freedom is not just a word. It's not just a banner that we wave when we want to collect more offerings. It's not something that we wave when we want you to attend a revival. Freedom really is a way of life and existence that God left for all of his people. And at this time in the year, when people are most receptive to receiving the word of God, it is extremely important, man, that you get your family members into church, that you get them somewhere where the pure, unadulterated word of God is being delivered, where people are not being beaten and abused and misused by those of us who are in leadership in the church, where people can understand God gave me the gift to share the word with you so that you can understand that that gift is yours, freely given by Jesus Christ. It is his desire that I rightly divide the word of truth, that I open it up to you, because he wants you to be able to catch your own fish. He wants you to be able to cast your own nets. He wants you to be able to draw others in to help you receive the bounty that he has given you. He don't want you always sitting on the banks waiting for somebody to come back and give you a fish. He does not want you to be the one who is sitting in your living room waiting for that magic check to come into the mail. He doesn't want you to be the one who is waiting for someone to miraculously show up and counsel your children. He doesn't want you to be the one who's waiting for the miracle cure, sitting up at 2 a.m. in the morning buying handkerchiefs off TV and buying miracle oil. He don't want you to be the one. He wants you to be the one who lays your hand on yourself and says, by his stripes, I'm healed, and you have the faith to believe it. He wants you to be the one who says, my children rise up and call me blessed, lay hands on them, and that's exactly what happens. He wants you to tell your husband and your family that at the place of unity, God has commanded the blessings of life forevermore, and that's exactly what manifests itself in your house. He wants you to be the one to say, I will enter your courts with thanksgiving. I will enter your courts with praise. And that's exactly what happens. Thanksgiving and praise comes out of everything that is attached to you, out of every family member and out of every action and deed. That's what comes out of you. So God wants you to take the time to learn all the gifts that he's given to you. And even more than that, he wants you to understand how you got to unwrap those gifts in your life. He wants you to understand that he wants you to have the cars. He wants you to have the jewelry. He wants you to have the house. He wants you to lay hold of everything in the earth that he has left here for you. There was a reason why he said, look, I want you to have dominion over the earth. There's a reason why he said, go and prosper. There's a reason why he said, I'm going to open up doors for you that no man can shut. There's a reason why he wanted you to say, I want you to have life and life more abundantly. Because it was never his intention for us to struggle. It was his intention for us to unwrap the freely given gifts that he has left for us. And that's what we want you to know at Freedom D Christian Center, 9401 West Garfield. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on www.youarefreedindeed.com at my website. You can find us on Twitter. You can find me at my blog spot. You can find all those things that God is using to make you free. So listen, let's do one more. I want to tell you a couple more things about my girl. So come right back and let's talk about that. And then let's go into another segment and let's talk about some other things for today.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes, I have two credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow. 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-530-5341. 1-800-530-5341. That's 1-800-530-5341.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093.
You're listening to Focus on Freedom with your host, Pastor Brenda Pratt, on the Central City Radio Network.
Amen, amen. Let's look at the last thing, because I was telling you about my girls and how excited I am that we'll all be together. So I really want you guys to be prepared for that one. It's going to be a great time. Just want to say quickly, December 10th, I'll be over at Gospel for Life. They have a praise extravaganza. It's going to be so amazing. So December 10th, Gospel for Life, you can go on their website and check it out. And Lady Stowe is hosting it, and I think it's going to be such an amazing event to be over there with them, because I truly enjoy praise and worship, so I know that this is going to be great. And Lady Stowe is just amazing to me. I told you how she came to Freed Indeed, and she just tore things up. I was overwhelmed by the mature word that she brought to us. Because I was telling you guys that sometimes in a newer ministry, people will come in and give you a little spoon-fed message to try and encourage you and keep you going. But this lady didn't even take into consideration the youth of our ministry, saying that we were just, you know, celebrating our 2-year anniversary. She brought a word that was for a mature congregation, for a word that was intended to help us go to the next level, and that's exactly what it did. And what I think I loved the most about the word that Lady Stowe brought was she bared all of her pain to us. She talked about how she had to persevere through her pain and still give God the glory that he deserved, to be able to just shine on even when the enemy is attacking, and even though things are stacked against you. She brought a word to us that says, look, even though it may not look as pretty as you want it to be, God is the one who's behind it, and he's going to bring it all to pass. She said even though she had pain in her body, God is the one who's behind it, and she don't let the pain that's in her body dictate her service to God. She does not let the pain in her body tell her body when it gets to serve the God, when it gets to serve God, and when it gets to bring praise to God. Her body has to come under submission to her dedication to God. And when it's time for her to give her body a break, she'll give her body a break. But it can never be a break that is at God's expense. And I thought that was so powerful, because sometimes in a new ministry, you could struggle with how you're going to make things happen and how things are going to grow. And when the people don't show up, what you're going to do. But if you're doing what you do to God, God will maintain all of that stuff. You just keep focused on God. So when the pain of the people are not there is evident, when the pain of the things not going the way you want them to go, or not how you visualize it is there, you keep your mind focused on God, and he'll take care of everything that belongs to him, and you take care of what belongs to you. He'll operate all of his stuff at the highest level. You just make sure you are where he needs you to be, when he needs you to be there, doing what he needs you to do. That's all you need to worry about. Be where he needs you to be, when he needs you to be there, doing what he needs you to do. So 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, where are you going to be? Yes. Say it again. Yes. 9401 West Garfield Avenue, Freed Indeed Christian Center. Now, don't do your GPS thing, because it's going to take you to the front of the campus. We come in on the back. We come off of 91st Avenue and Roosevelt. That's the easiest way to get it. So in Tullison, 91st Avenue and Roosevelt, that's the easiest way to get there. If you get lost, you can call me 480-758-9528. If you're on your way there and you happen to get lost, call me at 480-758-9528. Somebody will pick up the phone, or you can call 623-329-2050. Either of those numbers will get you in touch with somebody that can help you get into the parking lot and get you a good spot. We don't save seats, so you got to get there early. So I would suggest that you get there about 9:45, because even though Brother Pratt will tell you that he can save you a seat, he really can't, because they're not going to let him do it. So get there about 9:45. Give yourself some time to get you some coffee, get you a donut, look around, read up some of the materials that we have out, and sign up for the next class that's coming. And then know that we operate under a really heavy anointing of the Lord that tells us, man, he wants us to be free, and he wants us to teach other people how freedom is theirs. So we got that thing that we're going to do with Pastor Stowe on December 10th. It's a praise extravaganza. It's going to be amazing. I tell you, it's really, really great. And I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you that if you have a praise team, you should contact Lady Stowe if you would love for them to minister that night. I hope I'm not overstepping myself. I probably am, but that's okay, because sometimes my husband tells me I like to get my hand slapped and say sorry later. That's not a good way to do things, but that's what Pastor's doing today. Call Lady Stowe and tell her that you have a group that you would love to minister with her. And then one other thing that I want to do in February, keep this in prayer. I want to have a series of ladies come in and do some interviews with some of the women who are standing beside their husbands in ministry, and some of the women who are actually leading ministries. I want to do a forum in February for women in ministry, because you probably wouldn't be surprised how much it takes out of women who are in ministry and who are doing ministry with the intent of maintaining their families. Because it's one thing to do ministry and not really care about what's going to happen with your family. Just know somebody going to take care of it. But it's a different thing to do this at the level where God wants you to do it and then maintain your family, which means you got to still cook, you still clean, you still grade papers, you still go to parent-teacher conferences. You might not get to do your Bible study until midnight, and you probably got to be up again at 5 a.m. to finish it. So there's some work that is involved. And then there are some other dynamics that these ladies will bring to the table that I am convinced God can use and help us to grow. So I'm looking forward to that in February. I'm looking forward to just exposing all of us to some of the great and dynamic things that are going on. So see you Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm really looking forward to us being together. I want to close with this one right here. In the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let me leave you with this one. I want you to read verses 11, go all the way through, read verses 11 through 18. So we'll just read 11 through the end of the chapter, because it talks about the gift of God, and it'll set you up right where I need you to be for next week. Because when you get there and you get to verse number, is that 18 or 16? Because y'all don't have my glasses. 18. When you get right there to verse number 18, and it says, and all of this is a gift from God. You need to have read the stuff that preceded it to understand what we're going to be talking about next week. All of the gifts of God that came from God. And I want you to understand how the gift that comes from God, your obedience to that gift is your gift back to God. Because a lot of us don't understand that gift giving should be reciprocal. You should not be the only one in the relationship always receiving gifts. That's a cruel way to manage your life, and that's a sure way to make sure that your relationship does not yield all of the benefits that it should yield. So we're going into this holiday season understanding that just like we want to receive gifts from God, there are gifts that we can give back to God that honors the relationship, that helps us understand that gift giving is reciprocal. And even though I told you God don't need no physical stuff, he does need some other things from us. There are some other things that please God and that help us to build and nurture a relationship with God that is not one way, that is not always us on our knees asking him for something or pleading with him for something or asking him to take care of some kind of situation. It becomes a reciprocal relationship. And how many of you know when your husband gives you a gift, and you give him something in exchange for that, the next gift is not far away. He is eager to give you something else because he loves the fact that you gave something to him. I love the fact that as you read materials, and I recommend to everybody over this holiday break that you read the five love languages, because one of the things that really opened up the gift-giving process and the understanding of love to me was when I read the book, Five Love Languages, and then I began to apply those things to my relationship with my husband and my relationship with God. So that's your homework. You're going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You're going to read verses 11 through 18. You're going to get up in the morning. You're going to get dressed. You're going to come and join me at Freedom D Christian Center so that we can have an amazing time. You're going to get there at least 15 minutes early so you can have your coffee and you can have your donut and you can get a good seat and you can be ready to worship with us. So you're going to bring your best singing voice because we truly do love praise and worship, and we really are looking forward to spending time with you. 9401 West Garfield Avenue, that's out in Tullison. Bring your Bible. Bring your pen, bring your paper, because I truly believe in giving you a word that'll carry you through the next week. Lord, we thank you for these people who have listened today. We thank you for the life-changing word that you have given them. Now let your peace rest, rule, and abide over them in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. We love you and we praise you. I'll see you guys again soon. Have a great day. Let the Lord be with you.